think it's very disappointing because I do believe that it's not a well thought through or really because I don't think it will increase the people's commitment to this country, to our values in any shape or form, because people would do anything just to have their visa granted when you apply it to visitors.
Kim Beazley says that Australian values are things that can be found in the citizenship oath, like commitment to freedom, commitment to democracy, commitment to respect each other's views, and commitment to a sense of tolerance about people having diverse beliefs. Those things all sound pretty good. So what's the problem with asking someone to respect these things?
I think to ask somebody to respect that, it's a solemn vow of an Australian citizen. That is a different from asking a tourist to sign up to Australian values. What's about we going to other countries and been forced to do the same, and yet the value is so abhorrent in certain countries to our values? Then what would our citizens do?
So do you think that this is going to help combat terrorism?
I don't think so. I think, like many commentators have said throughout the day, that is, a terrorist would do anything to carry out their aims and their acts. A little bit of a tick here and tick there to say committed to human values or Australian values won't deter them from carrying out their acts of terrorism. I don't think it will. It's a fallacy to believe as such and very naive.
The Australian Democrats have said that it's ludicrous to suggest that Australians have a monopoly on values respecting fairness, freedom and hard work. Do you think sometimes that Australians can adopt a superior attitude to other countries in the world?
I think, in my view, we already have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That Australia is a signatory to. It's about time that we be serious about that, not to renege on it when we deal with refugees and so on. We should honour that, and Australia values should be adhere to that universal human rights agreement that the whole world is trying to adhere to, rather than to say that our value is somehow greater than other people value from other countries. Even our own people, our own Australians, are not quite agree on a set of values that we never have a chance to have a total agreement in Australia about the value that our leaders talking about. So if we couldn't apply it on our own citizens, why should we apply it on our visitors?